You ever heard of the Gee Whiz?
Yeah.
Now, what's that?
That's kind of hard to explain. That's what we used to call a single stock.
Okay.
Which is a little, well, now my daddy used to, he used to make them. He'd whittle the tongue and the handles out of wood, and then of course you buy that metal foot to go on that, and then you could put any kind of plow you wanted to on that and take it off, and you use one horse to it, see. And now that was fine to work in your garden around little stuff. And then when your corn got up at about that high, you know, use a Gee Whiz to run around it with, because it was light, it was easy to handle.
I see. Okay. Now then, what do you call the long thing that the wheels fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. What do you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
Lord, I built a manual, I forgot what they used to call that thing now.
And they have different names for it. Would you call it a sawbuck or a sawhorse?
Or a rack, you could call it, we called it a wood rack.
Okay. How about if it were shaped like an A, and you could use two of them with a plank of wood to make a table?
The workhorse.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a... You would groom your hair with a comb and
a... brush.
Alright. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Shell.
Okay, I'm looking for a different word. It's like a bullet, but it's a special kind.
Yes, in other words, loads. A lot of people used to call it bullets. Load your gun and,
Here, I'll show you. Do you ever use this word?
Cartridge, yeah.
Okay, and does that go in a revolver?
That's right. Pistol cartridges. That is for, in other words, one for a shotgun is a shell. That's, you call them shotgun shells.
Okay, and for a revolver, it's called a cartridge.
Cartridge. Or a rifle. Either one.
Okay. What do you call, in a playground, what do you call a plank? It's just laid on a trestle for children to go.
Seesaw.
All right, and if you saw some children doing that, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
Okay. Have you ever seen a toy in a playground that, it's a limber plank, and it's fixed at both ends, and children could jump up and down on it?
I don't understand what you mean there.
Well, it's a plank that can move, you know, like this, and it's suspended at both ends from other pieces of wood, I guess. It's attached. But kids could jump on it and it would move with them a little bit. Sort of like a trampoline, I guess, but it's called a joggling board. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
All right. How about this one? Again, this is like a homemade playground thing. It's a plank of wood. It's anchored in the middle, but it spins around and around.
Merry-go-round.
Okay. You ever heard of a flying jenny?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah, we used to call them flying jennies.
Any other names?
No.
Okay. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a tire at the end, what's that? Fasten a tire to it or some kind of seat?
What you mean, just tie one end to a rope to a tree?
Mm-hmm. And you fasten a tire to the other end and kids go back and forth in it?
Well, now, I've tied one end to a rope to get on the other end and use it for kids to jump rope on, and
no, but you're tying it to a branch coming straight.
Well, that, you mean up at a branch? I'll make a swing out of it.
Right. Okay. I didn't make that clear. I'm sorry. Okay. What did you used to carry coal in?
Scuttle.
Mm-hmm. Now then, was that what you used to carry it from the coal pile to the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about? Did you have a different name for the thing that just sat at the fireplace with the coal in it? Or was that also the same?
No, that was used all the same thing. And then when you use your coal up, you use that same container, the skull to take the ashes out in.
Oh, I see.